dating someone who often shared her feelings and expectations with me. She was essentially telling me how to love and treat her. Although I listened, I didn't truly apply what she said because I was still figuring out myself and I assumed she'd always be around. To my surprise, eventually left and ceased all communication. At first, I felt betrayed and harbored resentment towards her. However, I soon realized that she had been communicating her needs all along, while I had chosen to act according to my own. You know, the lesson here is, if someone constantly communicates with you and your action doesn't align with their messages, don't be taken aback when they choose to distance themselves. I'm talking about every relationship. Please date sweet men. Please date men who can articulate themselves. Please date men who are soft-spoken. Please date men who are patient with you. Please date men who respect their own bodies. Please date men who are kind to your soul. Please date men that are gentle. Please date men that are genuine. Please date men who have self-control. I know. To love unconditionally means loving without trying to control or micromanage someone's life. Their free will or choices. It's allowing them the space to be who they are and to grow without attachment. Unconditional love doesn't mean you must accept it or tolerate bad behavior in the name of love. It truly means you are able to love someone through their processes and phases of life without conditions behind once you want the outcome to be. Keep in mind, this type of love takes a lot of honesty and maturity because sometimes it looks like staying true to your certain phases and other times it looks like stepping away and letting go. Either way, it's about fully accepting who someone is and where they are on their own journey. I know, there's a season for everything and every season can be a season of growth. Some seasons, things need to die. In some season, you just gotta clear and make space. I know. After a certain age, being a bad partner is just embarrassing. So you didn't do any work on yourself. No healing, no growth. Just basking in your foolishness. Like, age should come with wisdom, and that includes being a good partner. Refusing to grow is like skipping your emotional homework and wondering why you keep flopping the relationship. It's okay. But I want you to fall in love with someone who wants you. Someone who waits for you. Someone who understands you even in the madness. Someone who helps you and guides you. Someone who is all about growth and knows how to listen and understand. Someone who offers empathy, grace. Fall in love with someone who misses you and wants to be with you. Do not fall in love with a body or a face or with an idea of being in love. Do not fall in love because all my friends are in a relationship. You know what? I just gotta be in this relationship. Please date sweet men. And for the men, stop going after a certain type of woman in hopes of morphing them completely to your liking. If you have a lot of dislike about her, including how she dresses, her body, her personality, then go seek and find that girl you subconsciously searching for through her. If you like short women, go for short women. If you like decent girls, go for decent girls. If you like, you know, big girls, you go for big girls. But don't try and transform someone into who they are not. You don't need to walk into any person's domain trying to switch around furniture that doesn't need to be touched. That's perfect where it is. You wanted this person for a reason, now you must rearrange them. No. Especially any person who is very confident in their own skin. Not only is it very corrupted, it can damage the connection. Nobody should be placed in a situation throughout their relationship feeling uncomfortable, like all these misunderstandings, feeling as if their partner is insecure about them. or a very negative manner, quite frankly. It's unfair, considering the amount of people that reside on this planet to begin with. Do people right and leave them alone if you're not interested in them. Date sweet men. Date sweet men. And you'll be okay. Healing taught me that honesty pays. Speaking about your feelings won't lose you anything worth having. Setting boundaries will scare off people who are meant to be in your life. And being your true self won't cost you any relationship. It's a lot. Something strange happened to me today, and I just cannot put in the words. I'm looking for a day I'll be able to articulate all my emotions and just, you know, I'll be able to communicate. But I just want to thank God for everything. I just want to thank God for how far what He has done. Actually, he's the God that we don't see, but we see his handwork. Yeah. I just want to thank God for everything. It hasn't been easy, though. But I just want to thank him.